If you love Halloween, you can thank the Irish and the Scots. That includes the Celtic tradition of carving jack-o'-lanterns from turnips in the U.S. that became pumpkin carving. And now the American obsession with Halloween has been exported back to the U.K. Farmers in Britain are rolling out pumpkins for the season like never before, and NPR's Leila Fadel visited a pumpkin farm there.
The little thuds you're hearing are the sounds of pumpkin pickers gently dropping the large orange fruits into crates. It's almost Halloween, and they have to get them onto store shelves.
We started off with 6 acres of pumpkins, and now we grow near to 67 acres of pumpkins.
That's James Bramley, the vegetable manager at M.H. Poskett Farms in northern England. Until 4 years ago, he'd never grown a pumpkin. There was no market for it. Now Bramley anxiously surveys the last of the crop.
Halloween, that is the date we are aiming for. Anything we have left will be worthless after that day.
Come November 1st, you can't give them away, he says. There's no Thanksgiving, no pumpkin pie, and no pumpkin chunkin'. It's just Halloween. Drew Gray is a social historian at the University of Northampton. He's in his 50s, and as a kid in North London, he never celebrated Halloween.
Where it touched our consciousness was through the cartoon series in paper and on television of Peanuts by Charles Schulz, where Linus and his friends, they celebrated Halloween. They had the great pumpkin.
Before then, Gray had never even seen a pumpkin.
And so American culture is it seems to have taken the roots of something that was British Celtic and then suffused that with an American culture, American food, American pastimes, and have recreated it and sent it back across the pond.
In Britain, it's rare to see pumpkins being sold by the side of the road. Almost all of them are sold by the big supermarket chains. Mij Rahman is the general manager of an Asda supermarket in East London.
We'll go all out to get that last pumpkin out the door, also known as the bumpkin.
Rahman says the Asda chain will sell tens of thousands of pumpkins this year. It's not just pumpkins that are big in Britain now, he says. It's also the other trappings of Halloween. It's now one of the biggest retail holidays in the country. This is Angels. It's in the heart of Theatreland in London, and it's the oldest costume shop in the UK. So if anyone knows how Halloween has changed, it's these guys.
Halloween has just grown and grown and grown over the years in the UK.
Emma Angel's family has owned this business for 7 generations. She walks us through 6 floors of costume. There are fangs, masks, makeup kits, Victorian dresses, and so much more. She's expecting there will be lines down the block this week.
We normally have, I think, 12 members of staff working here. At Halloween, we have 40. Plus, we have 8 security guards who have to crowd control for us.
Angels expects to do more than $3 million worth of sales this October. That's up from virtually nothing 10 years ago. America's Halloween tradition, she says, has been good for this British business. Leila Fadel, NPR News, London.